Welcome to the Accidental Gardening Podcast. It's not for the accident prone, but for those who think it might be a good time to get gardening, but aren't sure how to do it. I'm Will Nash.
And I'm Richard Myron. I'm the novice gardener.
I'm the so-called professional. For the last 35 years, I've been involved in buying and selling flowers, doing up people's gardens, landscaping, all manner of soft planting, all things green.
The combination of Will's expertise and my relative cluelessness will hopefully shed some light about how you can make the most, not only of your garden, but also windowsills, indoors, anywhere really, that you want to grow something for decoration or for eating.
This is about using the things that you have to hand, not being afraid to buy a plant, grow a plant, or even replant or regrow. You can take cuttings, you can put them in water, and you'll see roots growing on them.
Will, hold on, you're getting way too technical for us, too early. We are going to be drawing upon your expertise endlessly, but at the beginning, this is aimed for people like me, for whom the garden is a bit of a mystery, that place that sits beyond the doors that you go into in spring. And Will, you are here to metaphorically hold my trowel. The best place to start is possibly for me just to show you briefly my garden. So hold on. Now, we are talking on Zoom. Bear with me. Can you see the garden?
I can, yes, I can.
So this is a garden 25 metres or so long, 15 metres wide, narrow beds on either side. What do you think?
Well, it looks to me very much like a typical terraced house garden, in the sense that it's rectangular and people haven't generally done much to it, and some would be sunny aspect and some would be less, of course. Or you can do loads of stuff. You could have clematis growing on that trellis there.
There's a trellis alongside the fence there. Now, OK, I have this pink plant straight in front of me. Now, can you just please tell me, it looks, the flowers vaguely look like roses. They've got a tint of pink with white. Now, what are they?
Well, they're a glossy leafed plant. They're an ericaceous, which means acid-loving. And they are a variety of camellia.
Right. And here at the very end, right, can you see that, Will? I've got a lovely old tree here. That's my pear tree.
I love it.
So I think, like a lot of people, I have a bit of a, what's the word, carte blanche here. I have an empty page that needs to be filled with green matter and or flowering matter.
Well, we can certainly sort that out.
As I mentioned, most of the year, my garden remains shuttered. And I did emerge a short while ago with my family to clear it. And we're not a family of natural gardeners, so I want to play you a piece about how I got them involved and what we did. And then we can talk about what we did right and what we did wrong afterwards. But let me play you that. Girls, I want to tell you something, okay? So, as you know, it's not normal practice for me to bring a big fat tape recorder down to the dinner table, but I've got an announcement. So I've decided that what we should be doing at this time, this unusual time, is taking loving care of our garden and making a podcast, and that it should it should feature a family. No. Let's say this family consists of two girls, right?
Going to be the most boring podcast.
The idea, Libby and Edie and Lizette, mother of the family, is that everybody gardens. Well, we have a garden sitting out there, beyond our beautiful dog Dixie.
Everyone that has a garden gardens, and we're really lucky because we have a garden. And if we're stuck at home, we're one of the lucky ones because we have this space outside.
Let me ask you this. What do you think of gardening?
It's so boring that I would much rather shoot my eyeballs out with a rusty spoon.
I would much rather watch paint dry on the wall.
Which one? Rusty spoon or paint dry on the wall?
Both.
Simultaneously?
Yes.
Okay, fine, it's a good start.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to this family project. I can see it's going to be full of love.
Uh-huh.
All right, and at that point, I'm going to pause this and get back to our supper. Next scene, you'll find us in the garden centre. Here I am at my local garden centre, just a few minutes from home. In we go. Hiya.
Would you like some hand sanitizer?
Please, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Trolleys are outside.
Yes, trolleys just on the left.
Okay. Back outside to where all the Are you free to help?
Yeah, go on.
So I need basically to spruce up my garden. I need to clean the place up. Yep. It's got loads of weeds. Yep. So I need gloves. bags, but I also need some plants, select plants, some prettify it a bit alongside growing some vegetables. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what you'd recommend, frankly.
To be honest with you, sir, we've had an extremely busy week at the moment. I've got a lot of pansies, I've got a lot of violas. They would do very well. The pansies would certainly do very well in the partial shaded area.
In the ground or in pots. Okay, so
which all around that way in the bedding area.
Can I also ask you about, have you run out of seeds as well?
Seeds, I've got a big selection of seeds inside the shop, sir.
All right, so I'll start with the pansies are
all follow it round that way, like a horseshoe shape, and going round to the right and down the far end.
And bags and stuff like that.
Yeah, you're looking for bags, just like empty rubble bags.
Yeah, that kind
again, inside the shop, please, sir.
Okay, and do I need, if I'm replanting, I've got obviously there's soil in the garden. Mm. Do I need to take additional bags to enrich the soil?
Okay.
I'll get those. Can I just ask you before I move on and go and get all the other stuff? So I assume you've been quite busy, judging. Compare this time now to any other time that you've had. How busy is it?
It's just been a lot of people have been coming in, especially families with their children. The families want to get involved and get their children in the garden, certainly growing vegetables, growing fruit, growing anything in general. So it's been a lot busier.
I'm a little bit of an anxious gardener. I have like the opposite of the golden touch. Whatever I touch seems to die. So I'm a little bit worried that whatever I do is just going to end up with a bunch of dead plants in it. Is there anything you can do to reassure me that I'm not going to...
Just making sure that you've got plenty of sunlight. You don't leave them outside if you're growing things from seed in case if we get another cold night. And more importantly, don't let them dry out.
So we're in the garden. It hasn't been touched all winter. So before we do anything, we've got to clear it a little bit. So I've gone out and I've bought all this stuff. Okay? Guys, there are gloves here because we're going to be doing clearing. So I bought blue or green gloves.
I want these ones.
Right. Can you offer Mum some as well?
I'd love some.
Right. Okay. So I do not know what I'm actually...
No, I'm not going to get my nails dirty.
No, you're not going to get your nails dirty, love. Okay, so what we're going to do today is, right, we're going to start by weeding, right, and clearing. Okay, everybody, right, we got sacks. One of these are mini trowels, right? So we need to clear all the weeds. So there's just earth here because these aren't beautiful plants, they're weeds. Yeah, you need to take them out by the roots.
Okay.
Well, you know you don't, you love it. What could you possibly not like? Dig down, that's it. Now, so you pull that one, see? So we're going to get them out by the roots, or else they're just going to grow back again.
Right?
And then make a pile
like
here.
This.
Yeah, exactly. Make a pile here of all the weeds. And then you can put them all in the sack when you've got quite a bit. And also, see here, little bits of twig. Yeah. We need to clear this bed and make it clean.
So is everyone pulling them out? You have to get the roots out.
You have to get the roots out, yeah, or else it'll just grow back. Right, just tell me what have we done in the garden?
Dug up weeds, turned the stuff over.
And how do you think the garden's looking as a consequence?
So beautiful.
Beautiful or beautiful?
Beautiful.
No, do you think it looks any better?
Yeah, it does, because there isn't any weeds anymore.
Okay, let me go over to here. Liv, can you tell me what you're up to, Livy Myron?
Pulling up stems.
And roots. Are you enjoying that?
Well, I broke my nail, so...
What else are you doing? You're not just pulling up stems. What have you got in your hand at the moment? Describe to me what you're...
Twigs. They're dead twigs, because we... And I just found a shell for some reason. A snail. We're clearing up all the twigs and some of the rocks, and weeds, mostly twigs.
And what do you think of gardening so far?
Once we start planting, it will be better, I think, because this is the boring part. And then once we get to planting, it will be better.
Yeah, what do you think about the plants we bought?
They're all right. I don't know. I think we should have more colourful ones.
Yellow?
Yellow's ugly. We should have red. And we should have bought the cherry blossoms.
Lizette?
Yeah?
How's it going?
It's going all right.
She won't make brownies with me.
What are you doing?
Izzy thinks I'm putting off brownie making to
all right,
the garden.
What are you
well, I'm just trying to get up some weeds with... A fork?
It's not a fork, it's a gardening fork.
It's not a gardening fork. It's not really for pulling up weeds. It feels a bit like I'm trying to... I'm not really quite sure what I'm trying to do this. Just trying to clear the back of the garden.
What do you think of it?
It's quite nice to all be outside. I'm not sure if it's going to work always being outside at the same time together. Perhaps we should do a bit separately.
Yeah, do you want me to go inside?
But where are we going to separate gardens?
It's quite separate gardens would be actually. Maybe we should have separate sections of the garden.
Okay, so what we've done is we've gone down the beds at the side and we're now doing the very last bed at the back of the garden. Now, our assumption is this is the right thing to do, but we're having some problems distinguishing between the weeds and the plants. And of course, in the absence of an expert who can see what we're doing, we have to go by our instincts and limited knowledge. Various probably elemental errors are being made. Once we've done this, the plan is that we're going to plant, because we bought some little, what are they called, plants? Small plants that we're going to put in the beds. I'm assuming these are right, but that comes next. So, Will, there you heard the adventures of me trying to get my rather unenthusiastic daughters conscripted into clearing the garden. As you heard at the beginning there, the prospect of it was about as exciting as scooping out their eyes with a spoon or watching paint dry. Not a good start, but I think I may have got some enthusiasm in them. What do you think?
I think so too. I love your children. I mean, I haven't met them, of course, but I mean, the idea of them saying what they said, clearly they need a bit of coaxing.
So what did we do right and what did we do wrong there, in your opinion? And of course, you weren't here to see us. We turned over the earth, we cleared a lot of things. Is that broadly speaking right?
When I looked in the garden just now, it's quite clear already that you've got lovely open spaces there with not a lot of weeds coming through. So that's a good start. So you don't have to keep hoeing and destroying, if you like, whatever's coming up. So whatever's coming up now, you will see by now, in a sense that if it's going to be a shrub or a small flowering plant, and you'll see them coming through and there should be flower heads forming. So I suggest, regarding digging over, probably would be the next process.
All right, let me ask you a basic issue here. And this is something that we struggle with slightly. How can you tell the difference between what's a weed and what's a flower?
That is difficult, because some weeds do look like annuals in the sense they come up every year, which is why it's called an annual. You've really got to just live with it for a while and see what's coming up. I mean, you will notice there are two particular weeds that I've always found horrible to try and get rid of, and that's mint and nettles. Now, I don't think you've got that in your garden. You would have noticed it already. So you're lucky there. You've just got to really dig it over just now, and I don't really think, as I say, you've got a real problem by the look of it.
Another thing that we had was that we collected all the twigs and leaves and what we thought at least were weeds, and we chucked them into bags to be taken away. I know some people compost. Is that an easy thing to do?
Oh, yeah, it is easy. But, I mean, you don't have to buy an expensive compost bins, which is what they normally put them in. You can make them yourself to an extent. And that's not rocket science, as I say. It'll take about a year for the compost to break down properly. But what you also do is get rid of your household green waste in terms of eggs, any vegetables you throw away, potatoes, any green or organic matter, not the meat side, forget about the chicken legs and wings, forget about those. Mostly it's all green. And then with your grass cuttings, you then put a layer over there, and also the twigs, break them down small. If they're small twigs, just break them down and then put those on top, so it'll have air to circulate all the way through. Then once you've done that, it'll take, as I say, probably about a year. Then you can reap the benefit of homegrown compost, which is a great advantage for gardeners these days.
So all I would really need is like an old bin. Do I need to make holes in it or anything like that?
Yeah, quite simply, an old bin. Now, when I say an old bin, let's say a plastic bin preferably. Drill some holes through the side, and that's not difficult either. You can punch holes through, but if you've got a little drill at hand, or just drill a few holes. Don't have to be too big. Drill holes all around the side to let the air enter the bin. You can put newspaper in there as well. But again, everything in moderation, in the sense that layer it rather than just put it all in the same pot. Put the lid on and just leave it in a corner of the garden that you hardly ever use. And then, as I say, in time, and it'll take time, but you will have to, there's a way of getting it out of the pot, that's the thing, because what you want is the ingredients or all the decomposted matter at the very bottom of the container. So what you may have to do is cut a hole at the bottom of the container, then you can put your spade in there and just pull out the rotted matter.
Right, okay. And now I also bought, which I haven't put on the soil yet, I bought organic blend soil conditioner, because the bloke at the garden centre said to me I should get that. Now, was that a good idea?
Yeah, I mean, generally speaking, when you're digging over, especially in the area on your right-hand side looking out of your garden where the camellia is, then you've got a wider section, if you like, for planting. Just dig down into a spade's depth, roughly a spade's depth. It can only be about 6, 7 inches, 8 inches, or 10 centimetres, let's say. And then as you turn it over, bring it out and turn it over, break it down, and while you're doing that, add in some of the compost. That will enrich the soil, and then you'll be able to plant in much better medium when you're planting within the next 2 or 3 weeks, let's say.
So you heard there also that I bought some plants. I have no idea what is good, what is not so good, what flowers briefly. For a beginner like me, how do you know what the right thing to buy is?
So, well, that comes with experience, generally speaking. But for the modest and accidental gardener, put it that way, you can get away with most of the plants you buy from the nurseries and or garden centres. Basically, just require a lot of water. And when you plant them initially, put in some bone meal as well. Chuck in some bone meal that you can buy there in the shop. Literally, it's a dry mixture, and you put in a handful of that when you're planting, and then water and water and water those plants in initially so they get started. Never put plants into dry soil. Or leave them in their container and drench them in a bucket and then plant.
Ah, I'd never heard of that before. Now, okay, so what you're saying is it's not so important what you buy. I mean, just kind of experiment, really. But make sure that the soil is moist in whatever you buy. And presumably, obviously, look at the instructions to whether it said it's good for shade or semi-shade and all that kind of thing, right? Well, that's encouraging. Now, I also know, and I talked about planting next time, I bought a whole load of seeds. And you told me before there's a really good tip about getting your seeds going. Do you want to remind me of what that was?
What happens is that plants, I mean seeds in particular, in their natural environment, in the wild, let's say, they go through the winter spell, which is of course cold and sometimes freezing in the soil. And then when they come out of that dormant stage, if you like, the seeds that have been dropped from last year's flowering of any plant, let's say, they require an extra oomph, if you like, to get them going. So what I do with my seeds, and I've grown them now, just now actually, and they're now sprouting actually already. I've grown tomatoes, beans, 2 varieties of lettuce. So what I did with them, I put them in the cold. I put them in the fridge, the packet, that is, the whole packet, inside the fridge, not in the freezing section, didn't have to do that. Leave them there for about 3 or 4 days. And then once you set your the planting areas you want to put out, then bring them out and then they're ready to go. Because this time of year, as the sun's rising, it's getting warmer and warmer. The seeds then say, yes, thank you very much indeed. I want to go. I mean, I want to live.
Oh, that's a good tip. So put my seeds in the fridge and don't sprinkle them on your salad in case you don't mistake them for something else. Or now, I've got to ask you then. So, I mean, you're the master. You're the guru here. What's your garden like? Have you got lots of flowers or you've got lots of veg?
I built a patio myself, which is of York stone, but that's nothing. So we go out about 3 metres from the patio doors. Then I've then got a large camellia and a huge acer in a pot, which I've kept in a pot for years and years and years. And it really is big, but it's a beautiful variety. It's a palmatum variety.
What is that? What is a palmatum variety?
Palmatum. Look at the palm of your hand. And you see, yes, your fingers and you see your hand. The leaves offer that same feel or look to it. They are palmatum, which is why it's called palmatum.
Ah.
And then I've got a pond with 6 fish in. One of them's a huge ghost koi carp. So I've got a water feature there going in. And then going into the garden proper, we've planted over the years bulbs, bluebells at the back. Yeah, and I've got loads. I've got Aminagao, which is a tree, a beautiful slender prunus variety of Aminagao. It's called Prunus Aminagawa. And it's just starting to flower now in the last few days. And that's beautiful, lovely big blossom.
But is the point of your garden for you, yeah, about the visual pleasure of it? Or is it about growing things that you want to eat? Or is it something altogether, which is just the very act of gardening?
Well, no, but this year, what we've done this year, because of the situation at the moment, let's say, we've decided to actually grow food. As I said, lettuce, beans and tomatoes. They can be container grown, which means I won't have to put it into the flower beds itself, which I can do. But I think what I'm going to do, I'll put them in containers and then move them around the garden to the warmer, sunnier position so I can get maximum growth out of them during that period.
Ah, containers are a good idea because they can catch the sun, right?
When you sow the seeds, you must make sure that you don't sow them in deep pots. Get a tray, even an old tray you've got indoors. Let's say the plastic containers you have your food in. Make sure that's got some holes in, they usually do, and then sow them in those. Rather than go out and buy expensive, you know, trays and special little pots to put them in initially as they start to grow.
Okay, that's a good one. I'll save myself some money there. Use the old vegetable trays. But again, what is it? What is the joy? I'm not saying that I'm oblivious to the joy of gardening, although I have yet to connect with it. What is the joy of gardening for you?
Well, geraniums, for example, they offer some lovely colours, and pegonium, they're just beautiful plants. What's the joy is going out there and then you see the different species of bees and wasps and the butterflies coming in. And of course, I've got the advantage of sprinkling water through the fountain, so there's that in the background all the time. No, it's just lovely sitting out in the garden, just listening to, you know, watching stuff happening.
Now, I'm going to be going out, having cleared my garden, I'm going to be going out, and as I said, I'm planting. And I'm going to tell you what I have. I've got as... I've got my pansies. I think I've got a little geranium here. And I've got my also, I've got my seeds. So I should start off the seeds inside, is that correct? Just give me some tips on what I have to do so I don't kill them.
Yeah, well, I mean, geraniums are right. They're fairly hardy. They won't be affected by any pests, generally speaking. So when you're setting out the pots, let's say, that you've bought, always put them on the ground first. Do not plant them first. Just put the pots on the ground. Play around with them in that position, another position. Usually in clumps of three, let's say, in triangular form. And then you've got spaces in between where you can put something else, perhaps, like your seeds that you'll be planting or growing out on. But just put them out on the ground first. Don't plant them straight away and then make a mistake and say, I wish I'd plant them somewhere else. So be careful. Just, you know, and sit back a bit and leave it for a day and then plant them the next day or maybe later on that day.
Right, so give some regularity between planting. I've listened to your instructions about planting. Obviously, you have to make a hole in the ground when you do plant.
And then enrich it with the compost, as we mentioned earlier.
Yeah, enriching. And then water them lots, right?
That's the most important thing, watering. Whether you've got a spray system or whether you do it by can, you have to water them. You do not let them dry out.
Right, okay. I think even I can manage that, although I have the opposite, as I said there, in the piece of the Midas touch. It's the hand of death. Plants shrivel when they see me coming. That is all very good advice, Will, which I'm going to do, and I'm actually going to report back to you next week when I've had a chance to plant everything and let you know how it goes with my two very unwilling helpers. One thing that I did this week as well to try and get the full joy of my garden was I stood outside and I recorded the sounds. Here's the sound of something that I recorded earlier in my garden. Now, I have no idea what bird that is. Now, if anybody has an idea, then let us know. You can contact the programme by email, which is greenpodpodcast@gmail.com. greenpodpodcast@gmail.com. But more than that, I would actually ask people, because I'm curious to know what they hear in their garden or even where they grow anything, the sound, something distinctive. Now, it could be, for the sake of argument, they could be on the flight path into a major airport, or it could be the sound of their children screaming as they jump on a trampoline in the back garden, or the sound of, I don't know what, people taking trowels to each other's heads. Who knows? But I would like to hear people's sounds from their own gardens, pastoral or not. What would be the sound of your garden, Will? Would it be the sound of you lighting a cigarette and uncorking a bottle of wine?
Well, no. The first sound when I go into the garden, clearly, is the water spoodling into the pond.
Spoodling? Did you say the word spoodle?
Spoodling. I don't know. It's not a word. It's just a... Yes, it's, you're right. It's my word. But, yeah, it's water cascading into the pond. And that makes a nice sound, if you like. A refreshing, sort of relaxing sound. Then I've got blackbirds coming into the garden. Then you've got jays occasionally making the squawk. Noise, a bit loud. We do also get the children playing on the trampoline, clearly, but that's two gardens away, so I'm not that concerned.
Will Nash, over to you for some final goodbyes.
Follow us whenever you get your podcasts.
Spoken like a true professional. The Pod is a co-production of Earshot Strategies and Hatchipax Media. Until next time, get digging, everybody.